The government today reported an unexpected surge in hiring for the month just ended. I'm David Brancaccio. You can't keep a good labor market down. There's word this morning that 517,000 more people were on payrolls in January. That's almost three times higher than expected. The unemployment rate fell further to 3.4%, the lowest since May of 1969. For those looking for work these days, that's very encouraging news. For people worried about higher interest rates ahead, this may be concerning. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York.
It's not only a 500,000 new jobs added in January, it's also a big increase in average hours worked, a decent increase in average hourly pay. And in the household survey, which is separate from the one of establishments, a new 54-year low in the unemployment rate.
So should we worry more about inflation given this?
I think the Fed is going to worry more about inflation given this for sure. The first thing they think about when they think about future inflation is how tight the labor market is. They've been intensely focused on that. You know, in the markets, we've been not only anticipating, but counting on a slowdown in hiring. So this certainly changes things.
All right. But we also need to look under the hood here because statistics are at play. Possible noise in this data. Economist Julia Coronado is founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives. Morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Well, headline is, it's nice.
It's great. It's a fantastic report. A strong labor market.
All right, so it looks like a surge in hiring, but is it really? Asking for a reason.
Right. January is a month of layoffs in industries like retail and construction after the holidays and during the winter months. What we're seeing is that those layoffs are smaller than usual. So on a seasonally adjusted basis, we're seeing a surge in hiring. So there's some noise in this data.
Some noise in this data, but that's the calculating by adding up payrolls. They also go house to house and ask people, are you employed? Or are you looking for work? The household survey yields the unemployment rate down to 3.4% from 3.5%. Less noise there.
Less noise there. That's a real number. And basically, we are in a labor market where if you want a job, you can find a job. And that's great news.
Economist Julia Coronado also teaches at the University of Texas, Austin. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
There's news U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has postponed his trip to China for talks on security and trade after what U.S. authorities say is a Chinese spy balloon that was spotted over Montana. The U.S. says it's prevented the thing from gathering sensitive info. China claims it's an off-course weather balloon.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is pushing to limit late fees on credit cards. The agency wants to lower the cap from $30 for first-time tardiness to just $8. This would add up. Here's Marketplace's Savannah Marr.
This proposed limit is part of the CFPB's broader campaign to crack down on what it calls junk fees, says Ted Rossman, an analyst with Bankrate.
Fees that are maybe excessive in light of the value received.
Like a $30 charge for paying your credit card bill a day late.
Did the credit card company really lose $30, or is this more of a profit center?
The new proposed rule is meant to keep fees in line with actual debt collection costs. But Karen Petru, a managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics, says companies will find ways to make up that lost revenue.
I think they could be replaced by a lot of fees.
And she says the change could limit credit access.
Companies might just stop offering cards to customers more likely to be late.
According to the CFPB, late fees disproportionately burden customers living in low-income and majority Black neighborhoods. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
Starting Sunday, the group of seven countries plus the European Union are set to ban the import of refined oil products from Russia, jet fuel and diesel included. Since December, there's already been a price cap on Russian crude oil, $60 a barrel. Victor Katona is head of crude oil analysis at the data firm Kepler.
For many, many months, the working assumption was that Europe will find other regions such as the United States, the Middle East, or potentially even India and China. So now, realistically, the most likely thing to see in the markets is going to be North African transshipment. Effectively, Russian diesel flows will sail into countries like Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, but also Libya has popped up. The diesel cargoes will be discharged in there. There will be some sort of a blending. And from then onwards, the same diesel will be then re-exported into Europe.
Katona spoke to our partners at the BBC. There's also news today that sanctions have driven Russia's monthly oil sales to their lowest level since the first summer of pandemic. Our digital producer is Jarrett Dang. Our engineers are Jessen Dueler and Nick Esposito. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.